If a company wants to build a petrochemical plant in North Dakota, it can receive some tax breaks to do so. The 2019 legislature passed a measure to give the company a sales tax exemption for construction of such a plant.
It was our intent to have this in place because there was an organization that was looking at putting a facility in the state of North Dakota. And so since we only meet every 2 years, we wanted to put a bill in to help along that process.
Bismarck Republican Representative Jason Doctor was the bill's main sponsor.
The price tag was a little high, but the rate of return and the amount that we're going to get out of the project, it far outweighed what it was going to cost the taxpayers.
Recently, Governor Burgum and a delegation of state lawmakers traveled to Canada to tour a petrochemical facility. Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner was one of them, and he said there's a big reason for North Dakota to get into petrochemicals.
We have all this excise gas, plus the fact that if we don't take care of it in a economical and efficient way, our oil production stops. It limits our oil production. We can't go anymore. So for the benefit of the whole state and for the oil production and where we get a lot of our revenue from, it's important that we find a solution with the gas.
North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness has said he believes any petrochemical plant would be built between Williston and Minot. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.